All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that is exactly what you're going to get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs. Whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job, choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Summer is upon us, and whatever you have going on, a vacation, a staycation, a summer wedding, well, Macy's has you covered. If you need summer dresses, matching sets, volume sleeve tops, wedges, straw-crafted bags, I mean, really, they have what you need head to toe. I'm talking Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. So shop summer must-haves at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And today's quote is something that I saw posted on Instagram. Of course, I don't even know who said it. Could be a meme, but I feel like I've read it before, but I actually took a screenshot this time. So I'm like, oh, this is so true. And it kind of made me laugh. I am at the age now where I can either do a daytime activity or a nighttime activity, but I can't under any circumstances do both.
Oh, that's so true. I feel like I'm at the age too.
I know. And we're almost 10 years apart.
Were you that way when you were my age?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was getting there. Something about once you enter your 30s, kind of got to pick or choose. Are we doing something during the day? Or are we doing something at night? Because I cannot do both. When I have to do, you know, iHeart country festivals, whether the one in Austin or the big all genre one in Vegas, we have stuff during the day and at night, and it wrecks me, totally kills me. And but I mean, the fans, they're out there for it. And I'm like, look at you guys. Y'all go hard. You're at the daytime stuff. You're at the nighttime stuff. So, you know, I don't know if this is the time marches on, but I just thought it was a quote that made me laugh. Have you heard of the whisper method, Kat?
No. Is it an account or is it a method of doing
this? It's trending on TikTok. They say it's a form of manifestation where you just picture yourself whispering your goals and dreams into like someone's ear. What? I don't know. So I thought if you had anything you wanted to whisper to our listeners that you want to see happen in your life, then you can whisper it right here and maybe it'll come true. And how fun if it does. And we'll be like, the whisper method works.
Wait, can I whisper it right now?
Yeah, that's what
okay,
I'm saying.
I like, have to actually whisper?
Yes, it's the whisper method.
Wait, but I don't want to jinx myself.
Well, how's it jinxing? You make vision boards.
Okay.
Like that.
Can I whisper two things?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like my house to sell into my new house this week.
Okay. I guess I don't have to whisper back. Yes. Okay, Kat wants her house to sell. Now it's out there. You've whispered
Okay, wait,
it.
Are you going to do one?
Yeah, I can. Dear God.
Are you whispering to God or to the listeners?
Dear God, make me a bird. I fly far, far away. That's what I want. Fly far, far away, but not so far that I can't like fly back real quick if my son has a football game or something. Oh, I have another one.
Okay.
I wish listeners would go rate and review the podcast. 5 stars only. So this is something fun too you could do with your friends. Like if you're out, you could play that game of like telephone where you whisper and like whisper your manifestation, your dream into and have everybody whisper it. And then by the time it gets around the table, what does your dream sound like now?
You know? Wait a second, because I just want to make sure that I'm doing this right in the future. Am I supposed to really actually whisper this in somebody's ear? Or do I just, if I'm in public, I just start whispering to myself?
No, from what I understand, you can just picture yourself whispering it into someone's ear. You don't even have to actually do it.
I can do it in my head.
Yeah, you can do it in your head. Oh, listen, okay. I didn't make this thing up. I have no idea.
Interesting. Can I give you an update on something?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the time I told you about when I almost got in the fight with the lady in the parking lot at the mall? Okay. Well, do you want to know what I did today?
Of course I do.
Okay. So I was driving to the mall and I found a spot. And this other woman pulled up after me and put on her blinker after I was already waiting for the spot. And guess what?
You let her in.
Yes. No, I let her have it. Yeah. I was with Patrick and I said, it's not worth it. She could have a gun on her. She could be in a bad mood. She could be having a bad day. We're going to go just park in the back of the parking lot. And he said, wow, it's pretty big of you.
This is progress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, I like it. That is a perfect story that leads into the first email for today.
Okay.
Which is from the person, Sarah, that gave us the saying, never suppress a generous thought.
Yeah.
Remember Sarah? Well, she sent us this whole email and it's so fantastic. I have to read the whole thing.
Okay.
But it's going to be such an encouragement to everybody. It is straight up, it's like ripped from a Pimpin' Joy notebook.
Beautiful.
But I mean, you know, her thing is never suppress a generous thought. Uh-huh. And I feel like it's very much in alignment with Pimpin' Joy and spreading joy to others. So call it whatever you want. But I love that she has her way and like she's going to continue to think this way. She said that once she threw it out there to us and then we started talking about it, she's like, oh, shoot, I better really start living this way. So, you know, it's given her some accountability with herself.
You know what I've been noticing since that? I've been noticing other people being more kind randomly. Like I was just walking into a building one day and some lady stopped me just to tell me she liked my nail polish color, which like I would see that and not think to tell that person, oh, I like your nails. And then I was like, thank you.
Pimpin' Joy.
Yeah.
She must listen to the podcast.
I was going to say, I should have been like, do you listen to the fifth thing?
Yeah. She's like, what? The what? The fifth what? She probably doesn't.
Like, never mind.
Never mind. Oh, but when I was reading the quote a minute ago, I also meant to throw in a quick request when it comes to sending in emails, because one of the emails I'm going to read today also shared a quote, you know, in their note, which I love when y'all do that. But Mary and I are working on a new gratitude journal. We've done 2 versions so far. This will be 4 Things Gratitude Journal 3.0. And we're switching it up where, I mean, it's pretty much, it is what it is. The journal doesn't evolve too much. It's like pages and pages with 4 different slots on each page. So you can practice 4 Things Gratitude. And it's got stickers and, you know, quotes, but the quotes were like every 10 pages or so. And now we've decided we're going to up the game and put a quote on every single page so that every day that you journal, you've got this fun quote, either that's encouraging, like leaning into gratitude. And we're going to throw in some other, you know, anyway, if you have gratitude quotes that you love, because we need over 130 of them, I just wanted to poll the audience. And if you want to send in some of your fave quotes, would love that. You can hit me up 4 things with Amy Brown at gmail.com. All right. This is from Sarah. Hey, Amy, sorry, it's long. Also, hi, Kat. Okay. So I'm out on my morning walk, which I've missed the last week because I was out of town. But when I walk, I listen to podcasts. So I was a little behind on your episodes. I just listened to your 5th thing where you read the letter from Itzel. I was so touched by her story and my whole heart just wanted to reach through the phone and hug her. Interestingly, just yesterday on my walk, I listened to a podcast about Job from the Bible, and they really focused on how we just can't explain why sometimes bad things happen to good people. Itzel seems like good people to me. My whole heart wanted to do something for her, and I'm the one who wrote in about never suppress a generous thought. More on that below. So could you somehow help me to send her something from the Four Things line? Could I send a gift card for her to use? I could see her really needing the it's fine, I'm fine, everything is fine pullover or one of the things from your cancer line. I can't do anything else for her, but I just want her to know that a listener from this wonderful community loves her. Thanks for sharing her email. It opened up my heart to do some good today. Sarah from Arizona. Then she said, that's me talking, but I'm going to go on to the email because there's a P.S. P.S. Kat, listen, you're going to love this. This is amazing. And everyone's going to be encouraged by this. If you are not, then something is wrong with you. P.S. I've been trying to really live by the quote I shared, never suppress a generous thought, and I have loved the few times it's come up on the podcast from you and Kat or other listeners. I feel like I really have to make an effort to live it out this way now, and I've had many opportunities. This was the most impactful. Not long ago, I was at a dinner with a friend, which was only possible because the flight was canceled for my friend, which gave us the opportunity to be together and go out. I see it now as one of those God moments that you've mentioned. Anyway, while at dinner, I noticed this older woman eating alone. The moment I saw her, the thought came into my mind to pay for her meal. I instinctively decided not to argue the thought and asked the hostess to privately take my card and give it to that person's waitress and that I wanted to remain anonymous. Later, I noticed the woman and the waitress wrapping up her bill and chatting as the woman left. Then I saw a few of the staff talking together and one of them came over to me. It was the woman's waitress. She asked me how I knew the woman or knew what she was going through. I explained that I was just trying to follow prompting to do good for a stranger. Well, she then explained that this woman had just been left by her husband in the middle of living her last months with terminal cancer. She was so touched that someone noticed her when she was out alone just trying to enjoy a nice meal. I was bawling. The waitress was bawling, and we hugged. Well, a few minutes went by, and this darling young hostess came to my table, and she was in tears. She said that her uncle, who was super close to her, passed away from cancer a few months ago, and that ever since then, she's been questioning if there was a God, and watching all of this unfold helped her to see that he was real and aware of people. Again, bawling and hugging all these strangers in a restaurant. I was so touched and could not believe all of this. I was also so sad that I didn't get a chance to talk to the woman whose bill I paid. On top of it all, the manager then came over and covered our entire bill, which I tried to explain defeated the purpose of me trying to do something generous. Oh my gosh, Amy, I could never have imagined what was going to unfold because I didn't suppress a generous thought. I think God knew that I was trying to live by that and he used me to help bless a few others. It was a privilege to be a part of. I don't share this to brag. I just want you and the listeners to know that I'm living the quote that I shared. It's also an invitation for everyone else listening to try to live it. I wish we could have a month-long challenge the way that we do Gratitude Month. What a miraculous month that could be and the stories that we could share. I love how it's changed my heart and love hearing how others have tried to bless others when they don't suppress the good and generous thoughts that they get. Community is power and wonderful, and I'm thankful to be a small part of yours. Oh, that was a... I know, that was a long email, but it was worth it, right, Kat?
I, like, don't have words. I was, like, tearing up through that whole thing. That seems like a story you would make up. I don't think she made it up. But, like, that is wild. And it makes... You know what that makes me think? Is, like, how many missed opportunities I've had because I have suppressed generous thoughts, of how many opportunities I've, like, given up of making somebody else feel better.
This makes me think of Joy Week that we used to do on the Bobby Bone Show. I mean, we still have similar things like for St. Jude, where if you become a partner in Hope, you get a Pimp and Joy shirt, and that's very dedicated to that. But we used to have weeks, like a week dedicated to that. And artists would come in and play, and listeners would spread joy, and they would call in and share how they were spreading joy to others. And it wasn't to brag. Same thing to what Sarah's doing here is more so to share, this is this cool thing that happened, and then this happened for me. Yeah. And it was just to encourage others to spread the joy. And they would just share how they were pimping joy all over town, like during that week. And it was just a reminder. And like Sarah's email is a reminder to never suppress a generous thought. I bet a lot of you are going to hear this and be like, oh, what can I go do today to spread joy to someone else? And so I don't know if we'll end up doing like a month-long thing, but we could talk about it and see. you know, I mentioned that Mary and I are working on the third gratitude journal. So maybe once we get that done, we'll do another gratitude month. And you don't even have to have the journal to participate in that, but it's just accountability for like, hey, are you taking time to write down something that you're thankful for? Four things to be exact. And then with Pimp and Joy or helping others, spreading joy to others, it's just that accountability and we could all pick a time or maybe we could do it. So Sarah, thank you so much for sharing this note. It's very cool. And Kat, the story you shared, look at you giving up your parking spot. You have no idea. Maybe that changed the trajectory of that person's day and they really needed that.
Maybe they were looking for a parking spot for like 20 minutes and I didn't know that.
You saved them.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did. I felt like a really big person.
All right. So a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th. So make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. I don't want to waste my time taking vitamins that aren't really going to do much for me. Like, I want research. I want to know, like, hey, this is actually doing something for my body. And Ritual knows this. That's why they conducted the research. They've done clinical trials on their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The results? Well, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. And as a woman, I want healthy vitamin D levels and omega-3 levels. And all I got to do is take my Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin every morning. I take them on an empty stomach, but sometimes if I forget, I may take them in the afternoon. It's really up to you when you want to take them. There's 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules. And what the delay release capsules does for us is it optimizes our body's absorption of these nutrients. It's gentle on the empty stomach. Like I said, I can take it first thing in the morning and I'm totally fine. And with a minty essence in every bottle, it actually makes taking your vitamins enjoyable. No more shady business. Ritual is Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, so email two also has to do with Itzel. And for some listeners, I know y'all don't hear every single episode, but since Sarah mentioned Itzel too, I'll just give you the Cliff's Notes version of her email that we shared. Her dad was diagnosed with cancer. She became his primary caretaker after only being married for 3 months. Her and her brand new husband moved in with her dad. Well, turns out the type of cancer he had the genetic gene situation happening. So she went and got tested. And turns out she now has cancer, and all of this happened within, I don't remember the exact time frame, but let's just say 11 months or something is what's popping into my head. So who cares? Even if it had been 5 years, that's a wild thing to wrap your head around. And I'm pretty sure when her dad had been diagnosed, she had just been accepted into CRNA school. So she postponed because of that. And then she got back in and she was ready to start, but then she was diagnosed with cancer. So she's postponed CRNA school twice. So this note is for Itzel from Chelsea. Email number two. Hey, Amy, I'm emailing in hopes that you will share this on the podcast or can maybe even forward it to the gal who emailed in last week about both her and her dad being diagnosed with cancer. My ears immediately perked up when she mentioned that she was accepted to CRNA school as I am a practicing CRNA. And then I felt for her further when she described her future path with breast cancer treatment. While I do not have breast cancer that I know of, I have a very strong genetic predisposition and I'm planning on having a prophylactic mastectomy done before I am 40. I just felt so strongly that this woman could have been me. So while I can't give any advice or spread any wisdom regarding her breast cancer journey, I really wanted to encourage her to keep pursuing the path of a CRNA. So to the emailer, take the time you need to heal, both physically and emotionally. Then keep working toward your dreams because you are so close. Being a CRNA is so much more rewarding than I ever could have imagined, and I want you to be able to feel that same fulfillment and joy. With Donald Miller's words in mind, your cancer journey could be preparing you to help and change countless lives in healthcare as a CRNA. So take care of yourself and take the time you need, but please don't give up on your dream. Saying a prayer for healing for both you and your dad, your friend, Chelsea. Oh, goosebumps.
And I love that she wrapped in the Donald Miller quote too.
Yeah, because Itzel mentioned that as well. And it's like, what big thing is this preparing me for? And I literally have goosebumps on my arms because, you know, Chelsea took the time to make sure that she could share a note to another listener that she's never met. And I just think it's cool, this whole community thing we have going on here. Next email is from Crystal in Indiana. Hey, Amy, I just so happened to have four things to mention.
Woo!
I know. Don't you like that?
Uh-huh.
She did it. She did a thing. Four things. First thing, I'm a little behind on your podcast and I'm listening to the June 23rd episode with Sundy. I am literally laughing out loud, especially about the roach or whatever it was incident. When you talked about your professor who brought in weird food with bugs in it, Sundy had me rolling when she said, okay, well, he doesn't need to brag about it. It's just something we all live in denial about. My gosh, that was hilarious. Okay, and then this is me talking real quick here. I'm stepping out of the email, Kat, because Sundy was on my podcast, yes, back in June when I was visiting her in North Carolina, but she just came to visit me last weekend and we did another episode together. So she's got a more recent episode, but yes, on the June 23rd one, I was telling her how I took entomology in college and my professor would bring, he would have like potluck day where he would bring termite pizza and all these other foods with animals or bugs, insects in it. And his point was bugs can be an excellent source of nutrients, protein. I don't know exactly what they're made up of, but you can eat them to survive. And bugs are in our food anyway. Like when you eat peanut butter, you are likely eating some part of an animal. There's no way in the factory that they can, you know, there's, but the FDA, okay, but they,
why do we have to talk about it?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like the FDA allows a certain number of bug parts in our food or something like that. But what? That's where Sundy was like, okay, well, your professor doesn't have to brag about it. We are, as a society, trying to be in denial about this, and he is trying to bring it to the forefront. So that's what this person's talking about.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you eat the termite pizza?
No, it was optional.
So people did it?
Yeah. And this is a class where we had assigned seats, and I was late the first day. And so it was whatever seat you got first day, that was your seat for the semester. And I was front row.
Front row.
And he would teach class sometimes with hissing roaches crawling all over him. It was disgusting.
Why?
Because he's an entomologist. He loved bugs. And it was me and basically the entire Texas A&M football team.
Did you have to take that class?
Yeah. For my major, I was agricultural development. I also had to take turf management. Like if I wanted to go into, you know, running a golf course or something.
Yeah.
I could do that. Well, okay. I only took 101, so I wouldn't.
You can't.
Expert, so I can't. I had labs that were out on actual farms. Chicken lab. I would go out and work with animals, and that was my lab. It was interesting. Oh,
I would never take the bug class.
I know, but I had to. Okay, second thing that she put in the email. I recently took the leap to start my own digital marketing and branding business. There were many things that pushed me to do that. Shout out to my husband, Jacob, but your podcast was one of them. I just felt like I kept hearing God telling me to go for it through your podcast. I wish I had specific examples, but I can't remember. I think one thing, though, was when Gracie Mokler was on because she has her own similar business, which now this is me talking here, not the email. But Crystal, I sent this to Gracie and she replied back. She just thought it was so cool. And she said, go, Crystal. Yeah. So there you go. You have Gracie cheering you on and me and Kat as well. Third thing. If you're still looking for listeners to have on your Q&A episodes, I would love to be one. Going through starting my own business has really helped me grow, but I also have lots of questions. I would love to get encouragement in those areas from you, along with talking about having a healthy relationship with working out and eating and other topics. Fourth thing. Oh, well, let me address that before I go to the fourth thing. Me talking. I'm continuing doing Q&A, but it just is not going to be every Sunday. I wish I could do it every week. I just don't have the room for it at this moment. But something that we're going to incorporate into the Four Things Live tour when we hit the road, which Kat will be there too, since she's such a major part of the fifth thing now, is that we're going to do live Q&A with the audience, which will be fun.
Yeah.
So the audience is going to have a microphone and it'll get passed around. And I think that that will be a fun little addition to the evening. And it'll help make each night a little bit different because we've been building out the bones of what the podcast tour would look like and the four different things. And I feel like the bones will stay the same, but then the meat will change occasionally because of the people that are in the audience. That would be you, people that are
listening. You're the
meat. You're the meat. So please come. We need the meat. Right, Kat?
We're the bones, they're the meat.
Well, we built the bones.
Okay.
And then, we built the bones. And then, the meat will be there. We're not relying them fully for the meat, but like maybe they can add some flavor.
Ooh, I like that. They're the flavor.
Okay. They're so that flavor. Takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month. And when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. A friend was over for dinner the other day and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response without missing a beat was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you. Okay, fourth thing. I'll leave you with a quote that is exactly how I felt about starting my business. It's from Jeff Bezos. Oh, nothing like quoting an Amazon guy. Hey, I love it. He's, you know, been quite successful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's the quote she shared. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not trying. So there you go. And again, that was from Crystal in Indiana. And she signed it, your friend, Crystal, which I love it. I'm pretty sure Chelsea also signed it, your friend. Sarah just said Sarah in Arizona, so guess we're not friends. And then the next email I'm going to read is from your friend Macy.
Oh.
And she put friend in air quotes, though.
People have been emailing me on Uni Therapy, and they're now saying your friend. They were taking that from you.
Okay. So
they're passing along. Yeah, I like
it. I love it. And Sarah, if you're listening, I'm joking. I know we're friends, but you just didn't sign it that way, which y'all don't have to. It's just something fun if you want to say your friend, because we all don't know each other, but we're all friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
I think she needs to start saying your friend.
Okay.
You guys have had multiple email exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we brought her up on the podcast multiple times.
We're friends.
So here we go. Okay. Last and final email, the fourth email. I had four emails today. I don't know if I told you that. I planned that out. Four things.
Four emails.
But it's the fifth thing, so I thought about doing five. Sometimes we're not email heavy. Sometimes Kat and I just talk through the fifth thing. But today was one of those days where I just thought, let's do an email day. And it'll remind y'all to send in emails too, which y'all are pretty good about it. And I also like when people email for the first time, because this is Macy. She starts off by saying, hey, Amy, I got to say, I'm not the person who sends emails like this, but I've been considering sending one to you for quite some time now, and there's no time like the present, right? Mm-hmm. I am a 25-year-old speech therapist from South Dakota. I came to your podcast after listening to the Bobby Bones Show for quite some time. She was like, does that make me young listener number 10? LOL. And then this is me talking now. On the Bobby Bones Show, we're just getting older. We started the show when we were in our young to mid-20s, and now we're in our young to headed towards our mid-40s. And so some of our listeners, they've aged with us. We have all kinds of ages, but we have started to count, like when people call in, if they're particularly like in their young 20s or teens, we're like, oh, ding, 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 we got a young listener. That's one. And so, yeah, now I guess Macy here is number 10. She said, I have enjoyed listening to the Fifth Thing podcast so much. They bring much needed smiles and laughter after hard, stressful days on the job. I get so excited when I see a new episode uploaded. Listening to you and Kat feels like I'm there having a conversation with y'all, and it's so much fun. Which brings me to why I'm sending this. I actually LOL'd when you said that you'd love to go to South Dakota to see Mount Rushmore, and then wondered if there's anything else to do or if you'd see it and then leave the state. Insert side laughing face. Okay. This is me talking now. Kat, I assume this is from our episode. Was it the one where we were talking altitude and bucket list items and stuff? Or is one of those?
I was figuring it was from Concrete Conversations or Rapid Fire.
Oh, no. I think that we started talking about bucket list places we like to go. And I think
we had the whole conversation about altitude sickness.
Yeah. But who knows? Macy, we're not sure exactly which episode we talked about South Dakota. We both thought it was different things. But I mean, honestly, and this is just a side note here, we talk about so much on the Bobby Bones Show, and we talk about so much on the podcast, and then we do different interviews here and there that sometimes I'm like, I know I said that, but I'm not quite sure where. So yes, South Dakota, going to Mount Rushmore is on my bucket list. Have you ever been, Kat?
No, and I have to be very honest with you. I don't think that I ever have a desire to go. But
you
maybe
go
if
see that, I feel like it'd be really
like
cool.
You just go look at it, and then what? Like, I've seen a lot of pictures of it.
Well, thankfully, Macy has emailed in to tell us, and then what?
Okay, great.
Because she doesn't think we need to just see it and leave.
Okay.
She says, as a native to South Dakota, I gotta say, we get a bad rap for being boring. But the Black Hills are far from it. In fact, going to see Mount Rushmore isn't even on my list of things to do when we go to the hills anymore. As in, there's so much more to do. There's great hiking, views, breweries, wineries, tubing, skiing, boating, kayaking. The list goes on. It's really like a mountain getaway that not many out-of-staters know about. So there you go. I feel like we just gave people a destination that is untapped. Many people are going. And you know, we're all going to all these places that are full. I just had my lashes done recently, and my lash girl, Amy, just got back from 30A in Florida, and she's been going there with her family for years. And she goes, you know what? I think I'm over it. I'm almost done with 30A because everybody is there.
She's going there.
She wants a beach that is not as busy, but still is beautiful, which those beaches in Florida right there are stunning. They're amazing. The first time I went, because I'm a Texas girl, grew up going to South Padre, shout out, no offense, had a great time. I still have gone there as an adult. Yeah. But when you go to Florida, those beaches right there at 38, I literally thought I was in another country.
They're so beautiful. And I think that's so funny because I just on Uni Therapy was talking about how vacation spots become trendy. And it is like 30A, it's so packed now everywhere you go. And I'm going in 2 weeks.
So right. We're still going to go, but
yeah, I'm still going to go. But we can make like Naturals now a trendy spot for people to come. Like, so maybe we make South Dakota trendy and then we can keep going to 30A.
Oh yeah. Everybody 30A start going to South Dakota. Yeah. But yeah, I love that she's telling us this because when I go one day, when I go see Mount Rushmore, then I'm going to go do all of these other things.
Yeah.
Continuing on with her email, she just said, anyways, thanks for brightening my day, whether it's on the Bobby Bone Show, Four Things, or the Fifth Thing. There's always a little bit of joy and laughter added to my days. Thanks to you guys. With all the love from good old South Dakota, your friend, Macy. So I love it. So good. Okay. Now, that's it. I'm taking you and Patrick to South Dakota.
Me, you and Patrick.
Big P. Let's go. So y'all still together?
Right now we're still together. And I went to dinner with his mom and stepdad last night. And she made a comment about Big P. She was like, I heard Amy talking about how she wants to call you Big P now. And you said, well, why don't we ask Patrick what he thinks about the name? And so, I looked at him and he said, I like it better than Little P.
I knew he would like it. Yes, it's going to be Big P for a long, long time until y'all aren't together anymore. Unless you get married.
What? The second time you've said that.
What? Listen, I don't want to get my hopes up.
You want to be realistic. Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Big P hasn't, I don't know.
Proposed.
He hasn't proposed yet. As soon as he does, then I'll stop saying that. Is that bad to say? You know, I'm just joking around with you.
Oh, I know.
Oh, but Kat, I did want to say one more thing in regards to Macy being 25, mm-hmm. the last emailer. You're right in the window of that 18 to 49 wheelhouse that we need watching Bobby's new show that's on USA called Snake in the Grass. Because if the show does well and there's a season 2 or maybe even a season 3, Bobby has said that cast members from the Bobby Bone Show might be able to go on and be the people competing to figure out who the snake is of the four people. And so I know a lot of Bobby Bone Show listeners would like that, and that would be super cool. And Lunchbox is very pumped up about it, like very. So Macy, if you could tell all of your friend group to watch Snake in the Grass on Monday nights on USA, 11, 10 Central, that would be awesome. Well, tell anybody that you know that's between 18 to 49.
Why does it have to be that age?
Snake in the Grass did really well in certain demographics, but it was that 18 to 49 that they wanted to beef up a little bit more. Everyone watch, but especially if your age is 18 to 49, which Kat, that would be you and Big P. So tell Big P and all of his, because he's younger than you. You're 32 and you're robbing the cradle and he needs to tell his friends.
I'll send a group text out to all his friends.
Okay, perfect. Snake in the Grass. All right. Well, I hope y'all are doing well. Wherever you are when you're listening to this, I love that so many of you listen, like when you're driving home from work as a way to decompress from the day, or you're using it as your self-care when you're on a walk. Like, that's super fun. We love hearing from you. Fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. You can put Fifth Thing in the subject line. And then don't forget to send gratitude quotes if you got them. Would love to start compiling a lot of those. And then Botox and Body Image is going to be Thursday's episode. Part one will be Thursday. And then that is with Dylan Murphy, who's a friend of Kat's, who works in the body image space, who is considering Botox for the first time. And she talks through that of how she determined that, yeah, she is in a space where she can get Botox and it's going to be a confidence booster for her and it's going to be healthy. Then part two is I have my face girl carry on answering questions that y'all sent in about Botox and more her side of what is happening. And we're going to talk other skincare treatments and different things. So part one, part two. But if you listen to part two with Carrie, getting all the details of, well, what you can do, I definitely want you to listen to part one to make sure that you're in a good space if you are getting this stuff done. Because Kat even helped me with a little disclaimer before part two, which is, what's the main question to ask yourself, Kat, if you're thinking about getting it done?
Your why behind your what?
Your why behind your what? That is the question. What's your why behind your what? Which, break that down, just like, for people.
Oh, you can use that for anything. But when you're making a decision, why am I doing this? Like, I'm getting Botox, but why am I doing it? Can I be honest with myself? Am I getting this because my boyfriend just broke up with me and I think it's because of what I look like, or am I doing this because I just want a little confidence boost and I really do appreciate what I look like and this and that, but I don't want to look like I don't want wrinkles. I just don't want them. Am I doing it because I'm depressed and I think that it will pull me out of my depression? Like, really knowing, why am I doing this?
I want to say too, I don't even think I have to say this, but some part of me just wants to, it's like, we're not saying this is something you need to consider at all in any way, shape, or form. This is literally just if this is something you're thinking about. If you want to age the way you're going to age and you don't want to do anything, that is okay too. There's no judgment either way. It's just, this is a conversation that friends my age are certainly having. Mm-hmm. And so we just decided to bring it to the podcast.
And the why could be a really positive thing too, if we identify it. It's good to know, like, wait, I don't think that like this is going to change my life. I just want to do it for fun, or I want to just experiment with something in a safe way. But it can be a positive thing to say, like, why do I want to do this? Because you can come to this realization that, like, I don't actually hate the way I look. I don't hate who I am. I love who I am. And this is just something I want to do.
Yeah. And that's kind of what Dylan is saying in part one. And then I love that Carrie brings the things from her end as a person that gives Botox out and wants to help women feel their best and be confident and has all the tips, tricks, and tools to do that, you know, and that's part two. So my only thing is, if you listen to part two, please listen to part one.
There's a pledge.
Yeah, there's a pledge. Before you listen to part two, you have to take a pledge. Yeah. Okay. Y'all are awesome. Talk to you later. See ya Thursday for part one, Friday for part two, Saturday for Outway. Okay. And then Kat, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram at kat.defada and at Unitherapy Podcast. And if they want to listen to me more, you can find me on at Unitherapy Podcast on Monday and Wednesday.
Boom. Woo.
Boom.
We are a lot of places. And we appreciate y'all, our community, and thank you for all the support. It's really, really cool, especially when y'all take the time to email and you've never emailed a podcast before in your life. Like, that means a lot. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.